I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas House on Wednesday rejected changes the Senate made to a Republican-backed proposal to allow Texans to carry handguns without a license, sending the bill behind closed doors for further negotiations. Before the permitless carry bill can head to Governor Greg Abbott, who has already said he would sign it into law, a conference committee made up of representatives and senators will have to reach a compromise that must get approval from both chambers. Under current law, Texans must be licensed to carry handguns openly or concealed. Texas does not require a license to openly carry a rifle in public. After removing Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming from her congressional leadership post, U.S. House Republicans are now expected to vote on installing a new conference chair on Friday. Representative Chip Roy, an Austin Republican, might be in the running. The Daily Caller first reported that Roy is considering a bid to challenge Rep. Elise Stefanik of New York, who has been openly campaigning for the post. Elected in 2018, Roy has sided with pro-Trump positions nearly 90% of the time, according to 538. But when Trump faced his second impeachment, Roy said Trump deserves condemnation for what was clearly impeachable conduct by pressuring the vice president to violate his oath to the Constitution to count the electors. Even so, Roy voted against Trump's second impeachment. Amid the turbulence over Cheney's future in the House Republican Conference, Roy's campaign sent fundraising emails to capitalize on the drama, stating that he was the first to call Cheney out on her anti-Trump and self-serving hysterics, and that his bold leadership will hopefully lead to a big change. Alcohol to go is now law in Texas, after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill to permanently allow Texans to include alcohol in takeout orders from restaurants. House Bill 1024 allows beer, wine, and mixed drinks to be included in pickup and delivery food orders, securing a revenue stream made available to restaurants during the pandemic when their dining areas were forced to close. Because the measure was approved by more than two-thirds of the House and Senate, it went into effect as soon as Abbott signed it. The permanent alcohol-to-go option could help the restaurant industry after it was devastated during the pandemic. According to the Texas Restaurant Association, 700,000 restaurant employees in Texas lost their jobs in the early days of the pandemic, and thousands of Texas restaurants have closed. We have announced the dates to the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival. Mark your calendars to join us virtually September 20th through the 25th. Learn more at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Texas State University System. Sewell Ross State University has increased the number of degrees awarded to low-income students 53% over the past decade. Learn more at news.sewellross.edu.